Well, clearly it is, and one would imagine there's various groups at work here, and those various dozen groups competing and posing as defenders, or so-called defenders in the community, and in our political opinion and many others, to gain influence and control in the most perverse of ways. And Greg, the SDLP consistently throughout the Troubles have been arguing that punishment beatings have no future, absolutely no future at all, and no deterrent whatsoever. What they're doing is our young people who face enough pressures in life and society, no opportunities for employment. These are two young men last night who will find themselves maimed for life, their families distressed and distraught. And we have to unite, not just politically, but as a community, to be vigilant with the absolute resolute opposition to those in the minority who want to drive us back to the past.
Speaking in a general sense, though, there are people, are there not, that believe that these punishment-style attacks fill a vacuum between criminality and policing in some communities.
Well, and taking that point, you know, I made the point, Greg, there's a small minority of people, whether it's continuity real or the Republican action against drugs, but we cannot allow ourselves as a community to be immune from these attacks. They have to be condemned. There's no rightful place for them. No one has a right to enforce the sluggish justice in our communities. The people of Craigan, who've had to endure over 30 years of the awful violence, now it's a dumping yard for those in Republican dozen communities who believe that it's okay to deliver our young people to Craigan with a view to shooting them. It is appalling. I don't think there is support for this type of injustice. There's one way forward in Northern Ireland. All parties in this island are united. The church is united, the community groups, the politicians, everyone's united. We have to do, any form of justice has to be done through the criminal justice system. And it's not, and it has to be the law of the land, not the law of the jungle.